Okay, on the top of Yud Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan, learned in a Braisa. Eretz Yisrael nivres tchila, v'chol olam kula nivre levasof. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and afterwards the rest of the world. Shneamar, that says, Ad lo asa Eretz, this is, in other words, first came Eretz Yisrael, v'chutzos, and after that came the rest, after chutzlar. Eretz Yisrael mashke osa kodesh baruch hu b'atzmo. Hashem waters the Eretz Yisrael by himself. Acholam kulo ayde shaliach. He sends a shaliach to the rest of the world. Shneamar, as it says, Hanosein matar means he himself. Hashem brings the rain al pnei Eretz. That's Eretz Yisrael. Mishaliach and through a shaliach mayim al pnei chutzos to the rest of the world. Eretz Yisrael shosa be geshami. Acholam kulo mitamti. The Eretz Yisrael drinks the me geshamim. Means the main water. The chol olam kulo mitamtzis, whatever's left in the clouds goes to the rest of the world. Shneamar hanosein matar, again this is the rain al pnei eretz, that's eretz Yisrael, and then shaleach mayim, as the pasuk continues, that's whatever's left on al pnei chutzos, the rest of the world. Eretz Yisrael shows the tchila, the rain falls first on Eretz Yisrael, v'cholam kula levasof, and on the rest of the world after that, shneamar, hanosein matar al pnei eretz, as first comes for Eretz Yisrael, and then chutzos. Mashal adam shemagabal esagvina, notel esaochel maniach esapsoles. The mashal person that is making cheese, that he takes the ochel, and the psoles he leaves. Okay, see Rashi. Mishirei Tamsis, that's the Masha Nishar Bavim Achar Shetiyataz, was left in the clouds after the drinking. Al Pnei Eretz, it's Eretz Yisrael, B'tchila Shose, Sham Yordim Geshem, B'tchila first in Eretz Yisrael, Kach Shamati. Okay, Amar Mar. Back to our, back to our Machloikis of Rabbi Yezin Yeshua, whether the rain comes from the Okeanos, from the ocean or from the Mayim Milyonim. So we said before that the water, according to Rabbi Eliezer, comes from the Okeanos. Rabbi Yeshua said, well, how could that be? It's salty. So he said, it gets mimatkin hein bavim. It gets purified in the clouds. Minale. So now he asked him, where do you see this from? The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ksiv, we have a pasuk in Tehillim that talks about the clouds, and it says, Cheshchas mayim avishchakim. Notice the first word, Cheshchas mayim avishchakim. And then we have this very similar pasuk in Shmuel, but it says Cheshras mayim avishchakim. Instead of the chaf, there's a resh. So the drashish, kol kaf, take the kaf from the word Cheshchas, and ushtei, and throw it, and put it by the resh of the Cheshras, and what do you get when you put it together? Karibe chachsharas, lashon like hechsher. And in other words, the mind gets purified, gets like kosher in the clouds. Rabbi Yeshua, what does he do with this, the drasha? Behani cry my darish behus, what does he do with these two psukim? So savala kiha, he holds like the following. Dechiasa rabdimi amar, amar b'marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, nahur, the clouds are thin, that the light can come through. The Irin Mohi, the rain is very very fine, like a light rain comes from now, those types of clouds. And Chashuch Anani, but if the clouds are thick and dark, then Sagyan Mohi, then the rain is, there's a lot of water that comes from that. In other words, one of the words, the chashras, he would darshan, like we said, saw before, that it's the water comes right into the clouds, and like we explained yesterday, it comes out like a watering can. So that's really sprinkle. So that's the from the chashras, and the chashras is lashon choshech. That's the dark clouds, and from there we understand the dark clouds bring a lot of water, then the light clouds bring little water. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, chashras mayim v'chashchash mayim. That's shnei mikros hein, chad betilim, chad b'shmuel. One's in Tilim, one's in Shmuel, and v'yedabir David. Hachi garcina shkol kaf v'shadi areish. Put the kaf by the reish. Kolomar Kach kaf b'milas chashchas, v'tzarfo im milas chashras v'kari bay, and read it together, chachcharas. Mematkim v'machshirim b'avim. It gets like kosher, it gets purified in the cloud. Chashuch anani sagim mo'i, v'haynu d'chtiv ezesh chashchas mayim. That we learn from the Lashon Choshech, that it's dark, thick clouds, a lot of rain. And Nahuran and Nikashan and Kalish is very light cloud and Zirin Mori, there's very little water. Michlal Achashach Sagim, and once you have that, we learn from the fact that the clouds are dark and thick, you get a lot of water, so Atalamed, you learn from that, Aval Nahur Zirin, that if the clouds are thin, you get little water. V'chasharas, what does he do with that word? That's Lashon Hashara that we learned yesterday. Kamo ein shorin adio, kedadarish le Rav Yeshua le'el. Aval chashchas, v'bayale l'hachil hachi. But the word chashchas, like we said before, you need it for both for the heavy clouds and the thin clouds are both learned from the mashmos of that word. Okay, back to the Gemara. Keman azla hadatanya. Where do... Who does the following brisa go like? Mayim Elyonim, the waters up in the heavens, they're in one place. B'maymar Heim Pluim, and they're Talui by the Maymar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Perosehem, we'll see that's like Lashon of the the sweat of this water is Megashamim. In other words, there's a main body of water up there in Shemayim. And the rain is just like the sweat of that. Very little bit of that water is used to make it rain. Shneamar, that says mipri masecha. That's like the sweat, the remainder of your maisim tisparas. That's where the rain comes and satiates the earth. So come on, who is this going like? Rabbi Yeshua. This is going like Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. That that the water comes from the mayim elyonim. I've Rabbi Eliezer. What does he do about this? Pasuk ahu b'maisi yadecha b'yadav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu d'ksiv. It just simply means mipri masecha. Literally, what the Kaddish Baruch Hu does. That he created the water, and from that the earth gets rained upon. Okay. Rashi. The Maimer Hent Luin. Ein nachos al shum davar. They're not sitting on anything up there. Like a big pool, hanging there because of Hashem's mimer. Uperaseyam megashami mishum lishna dekra nakadhachi mishum dechtis, and it says mipri masecha tisbaaretz uperaseyam kolomar mizeis amayim, from just like the sweat of the water she'ein echsarim klum, that just basically nothing gets lessened up there through the rain, because dechtis, as it says, peleg Elohim Malei Mayim Kol Sha'ah VeKeren Kayemes UPerasayim Megashamim. So it's like the Keren Kayemes, the Iker waters, always still remains, and just the Perasayim, the Zeya, is the Megashamim, is the water. V'chein Mefarsh Bereishis Rabba. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi V'chol Ha'olam Kulo Mitamsis Gan Eden Hu Shoteh. And in other words, Gan Eden drinks the rainwater first, and the rest of the world is from the leftovers from after Gan Eden. Shneamar, it says, "Venar yotzei mi Gan Eden." It says, "Continues v'lashkos esa gan." Tana mitamti face kor shose tarkav. It's like a mashal that if you're watering a base kor, so you have this certain kli that you would use to water this field, which is quite large, a base kor. So from the leftover waters, you would water the Tarkav, which is a field which is 1/60th the size of a Beit Kor. So too over here, that the world just takes just from the leftovers from the gun. Okay, see Rashi. Nar yotzei migan. This is just a similar davar. Shegan Eden shotem mina geshamim tchila first, as it says, v'nar yotzei migan. Lashkos es hagan. Tana Tamsi's base core, Kli Shamashkin Miyamav base core, if you have a certain Kli that you would water with its water, a base core, Yecholim Lashkos, Mitamsiso, Shir Zriyas Tarkov. From the leftovers, you can water an area which is a Tarkov, which is Echad Mishishim of a base core. Vachanami Olama Echad Mishishim Gan Eden. Like we said, that the world is 1/60th of Gan Eden. V'daylo v'tamtzis ananim. Therefore, it's enough just with the leftovers of the of what's in the clouds that that's water gan eden. Mashkim is gan. Gan lifnei kolam kulo ke'eden legan. That the whole world to the gan is like gan is to eden. Okay. Amar Rabbi. Tani Rabbanan. Eretz Mitzrayim havya arba meos parsal arba yafar. The Eretz Mitzrayim is 400 parses by 400 parses. V'hu echad mishishim, and that's only 1/60th of Kush. And Kush is echad mishishim of the whole Olam. The Olam is echad mishishim v'gan, and v'gan is echad mishishim le'eden, v'eden is echad mishishim le'gehenom. Nimsa comes out, shekol olam kulo is kikisui kedera le'gehenom. It's so tiny, yachasit, in relationship to gan, to Gehenom, it's like just like a cover of a big pot. The cover is very little, and yachasit to the pot. V'yeshamrim, Gehenom ain't l'shir, it doesn't even have a shir, v'yeshamrim that Eden ain't l'shir. Okay, Rashi nimsa kolalam kisui kedera hakatan keneged kedera, which is small keneged kedera. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amarav Oshia, my dichsi. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk shochenes al maim rabim rabas otzaros? Migaram labava. We learn from the pasuk migaram labava shiu otzarasei amalios bar. What caused bavel to have so rich in its produce? Heve Omer, Mifnei Shoshochenes al Maim Rabim, because it's very wet there. It has a lot of water, so things grow very well. Amarav Asira, that refers to their wealthy, Bavel, the rich people of Bavel, Chatzta below Mitra. They harvest, they cut down the food without rain, because the ground is so wet. Amarabaye, Nekitinan, that Bavel is Tovani. It's like a wet place, velo yufshani, not dry. Okay, finish up Rashi here.
Iraq.
Sorry?
In our days, it's not, Iraq is very dry.
Oh. Rashi, shochenes al maim rabim, then here Rashi continues the pasuk, rabat o tzaros, abba kitzcha amas bitzech, the hemshech of the pasuk. Shekanu Osher. They have a lot of wealth. Maim Rabim, Shemashkim Sadoteim. The Bavel Amukim Mikolata, because Bavel is very low in relationship to the other lands. Vigashamim Metaftefin Viordim Sham. So the rain, everything flows down there. Atirei Bavel, that's a Shira, he is wealth, very wealthy. So what that Bavel is wealthy, Ashirahi Bavel, Shekotsrin, but Fua below matar, that it's you cut down the tfuah without any rain. She'enam tzrichim gashem, it doesn't need rain. Nakitina and the hachi chatzta bavel below mitra, they can harvest without any rain. The tovani kahimakom mitzulav rakak, right? It's this very moist ground. Ve'lo yushani she'enah yaveshah, not dry. Okay. New Mishnah. Bishlosha mar cheshvan sholim es gashemim. So on the third of Mar Cheshvan, you start saying in your Shemana Asrei v'tein tal umatar livracha. That's asking for rain. Rabban Gamli Omer sholim es gashemim, he would say that you ask for the rain b'shiva bo, on the seventh. Chamisha asar yom achar chag, which is 15 days after Sukkot. Why? Why wait till then? Kedei sheyagi acharon shebi Yisrael l'narprat. So the one that people came for aliyah regel for Sukkot. So the furthest place from in Eretz Yisrael is Nahar Prat, so therefore they can get there before it starts to rain. Rashi, b'shosh mar cheshvan sholim es gashemim, v'chulei rabban gamli yomei b'shiva bo b'tesva yom achar hachag, kolomar b'shiva b'mar cheshvan hu tesva achar hachag. That's 15th after the chag. Kedei shegi acharon, kolomar kodem b'yismayim, before it starts to rain, l'Nahar Prat, shum rachok yoter, which is the furthest place. Okay, the Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Elazar. Halacha ke Rabban Gamliel. The halacha ke Rabban Gamliel. That you start asking for rain on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. Tanya, learn the Braisa. Hananya Omer Uvagola, which is again the places are lower and they don't need so much rain, so they only ask ad Shishim b'Tkufa, Tkufas Tishrei, 60 days into Tkufas Tishrei. Amar Rav Huna Barchiya Amar Shmuel Halacha Chachananya. That's the halacha. I Ine, is that so? I Veha we found the Pesach Halacha is different in his name. It says, but they asked from Shmuel, Me'emis Madkirinan v'Tein Talamatar. From when do we mention Tein Talamatar? Amalahu, he said, Miki Maile Tzivi, Tzivi Lebeis Tovos Rishpa. It's from the time when they bring in the wood, as when it gets close to the winter time, before the rain start, and once it starts raining, they can't cut down the wood anymore. So it's when they start taking, the last time they've taken the wood to base Tovos, that's the guy's name, who was a Rishpa, he was like a Tzayad, like a hunter. And so it's a Stira. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a Stira in Shmuel. Why? Dil me'idi me'idi chachiyuruhu. That's at the same time, that when the wood is taken into Tovos' house, then that is the 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. Ibailahu. Shishim, Yom Shishim. Excuse me, Kilifnei Shishim, or Kilachar Shishim. What about the 60th day? Is that considered like Lifnei Shishim, and therefore you don't say yet Tein Talamatar, or if it's considered, do we look at it as if it's after Shishim, and you do say? We see it's a Machloikis, Tashma, Rav Amar, Yom Shishim, Kilachar Shishim. It's like after the 60th day, and therefore you do say it. They're ready on the 60th day. And Shmuel Amar Yom Shishim Kilifnei Shishim, and therefore you don't ask yet. Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak V'Simanech, to help you remember this, Ilah Baimaya, places that are high in the mountains, they need more rain because whatever falls like flows down, so they lose the water. So they need more rain. Whereas Tatai, places in the low places, low by Maya, because all the water flows down there, so they don't need so much water. So what's the Siman? The Rav was from Eretz Yisrael, and he said that on the 60th day, you still ask, because he was like, the place is up, like Eretz Yisrael is a high up, so that needs more rain, so therefore on the 60th day, you still ask. Where Shmuel is from Bavel, the low place, so all the water flows down there, you don't have to ask. That's why he held it. On the 60th day, you don't have to ask. No, that's not why he held it, but that's the helps you remember that. Amar Papa Ilchata Yom Shishim Kalacha Shishim, the halacha is like Rav. And therefore, in the 60s you do ask. Rashi. Bagola Shishim. Bagola ain't sholi mat shishim tkufa, the fishu makom namuk, since it's low, the ain't shichim matarko, doesn't need so much rain. When they bring in the wood to the storehouse, for the winter. That's when it's going to start to rain. They couldn't go cut wood in the forest. Rishpa is a tzayad afod. He was a hunter of birds. Tovos is the name of a person, Shem Adam. Kilif Nei Shishim, and therefore Halo Matkrin, you don't mention. Kalachar Shishim Matkrin, you do mention. Eli by Maya, the high places need water. Omdim Harim, Tzrichim Yoter Maim, Vibne Shekashamim, Miskalgalim, Yordim, Lamata, because the water all drains down. Tetai Lo by Maya, the low places do not need water. She Machnisim Kol Meme Harim, Lebika, goes into the valley. So Achanami, that's to help us remember. The Rav, Shaya Meretz Yisrael, he's from Meretz Yisrael, Kinamrinan Be'alma and Gittin, Michiata Rav LeBavel, when he came to Bavel, meaning from Meretz Yisrael. Now, Meretz Yisrael is Gavoa Mikol Arzos, is the highest in all the places, Mishumachi, Amar, Kilachar Shishim. That's why it's like Ashish Shishim, you need the water, because it's on a high place. And in Bavel, it's Nagola, Mitok Shein, Asrichim, Ligashamim, it doesn't need water, Ain Sholim, Ad Shishim, Litkufa Tishrei, and the 60th day you don't need to ask yet, only after. V'chinanu noagim, shekol maginu achar b'nei bav. Minagenu is like bavel. Okay, next Mishnah. Higia shiva asar v'mar cheshvan v'lo yad gushamim. So the 17th of Mar Cheshvan rolled around and there was still no rain. So what happens? Yichilu yichidim misanin shlosh taniyos. So the yichidim, we'll see who they are. They fast three fasts. And ochli mishosi mechashecha. However, the fast only starts in the morning. So the night before, they can still eat and drink. And it's not such a severe fast. They're mutarin during these fast days of malacham and work and rechitza and sicha and anointing ne'ilas the sandal and tashmish amita. They can do all these things. Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. However, Rosh Chodesh Kislev rolls around, but lo yardu geshamim, and still it hasn't rained. Then Basin Gozrim Ashlosh Tanias, I'll call it on the Tzibur, and everybody has to fast, not just the Yechidim. But still, Ochlim Veshotim Chashecha, still the fast only starts in the daytime, night before you can still eat and drink. And Mutarim Bemalacha, and Bemechitza, Vesicha, Venila Sasando, Matash Mishamita. Okay, Rashi, Higia Shiva Asar, Ochlim Veshotim Chashecha, can eat the night before, Shein Ochlim Mibod Yom, Kiyom Kippur. It's not like a Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur where the fast starts the night before. Okay, the Gemara, Aman Yechidim, who are these Yechidim that start the fast? Amar Rav Huna, they are the Rabbanim. That's Talmidei Chachamim. V'amar Rav Huna, Yechidim Yisanim Shlosh Atanya. And the Yechidim start these three fasts, and Dafke in the order of Shenim, Chamishi, Shenim, Bahab. And not Chamishi, Sheni, Chamishi. Tavka starts Monday, Thursday, Monday, not Thursday, Monday, Thursday. The Gemara says, "My Kamash Malan, what is he teaching us, Rav Huna? Tanina, we already learned this. Ein Gozrim Tainis ala Tzibur Batchila b'Chamishi. That you don't start, when they want to go to their Tainis, you never start the fast on the Thursday. Why? Shlo lefkia as a Sharim. Means so not to break the gates, literally, meaning make the prices in the shuk go up, because if they're going to start the fast on Thursday, so people are going to need a lot of food A to break the fast, and food for Shabbos, so all of a sudden the shopkeepers are going to see this mad rush for food on Thursday, and they're going to think that there's a famine coming or whatever, and then they're going to raise the prices, and so to avoid this happening, they would not make a gzera of fast on a Thursday. So what's the Rav Huna's chiddush over here? Do you do Monday, Thursday? Of course, you can't start on Thursday. Ela, shlosh taniyos rishonos, sheinu chamishi v'sheini. So, what's the chiddush? Mahu d'tema, so the answer is, because without Rav Huna, I would have thought that hani mili, that's with the tzibur. Aval yachid lo, kamash malan. Right? Because I might think that that's good for the fast for the tzibur, a lot of people involved, then you have to worry about the break, you know, the prices going up or whatever. But I might think just for the yechidim, maybe it's not such a problem, and therefore you could start on Thursday, kamash malan, and even there, some say there is, but it's still a problem of the prices going up. Tanya nami hachi, keshitchilu ha yechidim leithanos, misanim sheini chamishi sheini, it starts on Monday, and then Monday, Thursday, Monday, mafsikim v'rashi chadashim, and on Rosh Chodesh, if one of the days happens to be Rosh Chodesh, you don't fast on that day, ubi yamim tovim aksuvim v'megilas tainis. Or any of the days that are like Yontovs that are written in the Megillas Tainus. See Rashi. My Kamash Malan, Haida Kamar, Sheini Chamishi Sheini, Tanini. We learned it in a Mishnah in our Perek later on. Engos Rin Tainus, etc. Shalolafki, Esasharim. Sheima Yuma Chilim Lisanos. The Chamishi would start on Thursday. You Konim Lamotse Tainus. We'd buy food to break the fast. Shteish Sudos Gedolos. Two big Sudas. Echad Latainus, Vechad Lashabbos. One for Shabbos. Uksavor HaMocher, to say the person selling is going to think, Sharabba, I mean, he's coming so much, buying so much food, looks like a famine's coming into the world. Vatil Efkui, sure, they're going to raise the prices. Afkui is Mevatil Shir Mida Rishonah Umemat. Ve'ava Yechidim lo, Shalosh Taniyas, Shea Yechidim Osim, Kodem Lesibur Einan Zkukim Latkil Be'sheni. So I might think that when the Talmidei Chachamim fasting, I don't have to start Dafka on Monday. The lake of Kiyasharim, I might think, is not a problem of raising the price. The Mishim Yechidim Lechudai is only individuals. V'halalu Gimel Tainis Yechidim Einam Bechlal Yud Gimel Tainis Tzibur. And but these are not the 13 fasts that we're going to see that the Tzibur has to do. They're not included in that. Teidad Hachashi B'Mesis In Shalosh V'Shalosh V'Shev. We have 3, 3, and 7. There's 13 is there. Masikin Rosh Chodeshim, you stop on Rosh Chodesh, Im Chal Rosh Chodesh, B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi, Lachar Chitchilu, once you started, and Rosh Chodesh falls on one of those days, on the Monday or Thursday, you're supposed to fast, Lachar Chitchilu, Yisanoz Poskim Yitanisam, and you don't fast on that day, B'Chen Yamin Tovim, Ektuvim Megillas Tainis.